The second of the two kinas we're about to say, Achurban Beis HaMikdash, the 24th kina, describes large, glorious kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, full of gold, full of holy glamour, all the holy beauty of the various kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Sometimes big is overwhelming. They haven't seen it. And what does it mean to me, the menorah, the shulchan? Sometimes big numbers are overwhelming. Whether it's the 6 million plus Jews murdered in the Holocaust, whether it's the millions of Jews murdered by the Romans 2,000 years ago, before, during, and after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. It's real, it's true, but it's hard to feel. Those numbers are just so large. And so the Rav points out that the following kina, kina 23, focuses instead on just two people, two human beings, who discover at the end of the story that they are actually brother and sister. Each captured by two different Romans, the aftermath of Churban Bayis Sheni, they're brought to Rome, and in the most dehumanizing fashion, Roman captors are comparing their captives. I have a handsome boy, you have a gorgeous girl, let's mate them like animals. Put them in the room overnight, and throughout the night, the kina describes each one has a lonely, terrifying night, crying in a different corner of the room. How could I be so debased? How could I have sunk so low? Each one says, I'm from a family of Kohanim, I'm descended from the Kohen Gadol. I'm going to be mated like an animal with some other captive. Then morning comes, and they're no longer lonely because they realize they have each other. Brother and sister, to cry together and to die together in the terror that was ancient Rome. And zooming in to just two people enables us a little bit more, just a little bit more, to feel that pain of physical torture, of spiritual torture. And it also maybe enables us, zooming into just two people, to begin to feel a little bit of the warmth that family can give even in the face of such pain. And zooming into just two people in Kina 23 also perhaps enables us to begin to think about what it means to be proud of who you are. Because regardless of which aliyah you get, we are, each one of us is a member of the Mamleches Kohanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom of Kohanim. We are all, in a sense, Kohanim. And to begin to think of what it means to really be proud to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kohen, even when you're surrounded by the debasement of Rome, then or now. And then, with Kina 23 under our belts, we can begin to move to Kina 24. Begin to appreciate the place where we could feel at home with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surrounded by Kohanim, different glorious Kalim, reflecting different aspects of our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different parts of our avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Begin to appreciate what we've lost in not having that place where we could be purely proud of all being Kohanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the place that, as Kina 24 ends, the place of Yedidus Nafshi, a feeling of real friendship and closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.